98.1 KZE, MK with you. Wednesday's Friends Day here on KZE. Snug Harbor, one of my favorite institutions in New Paltz, hosting just always the best late night live music scene. And this Saturday is no exception. They've got a great triple bill with Billy Riker, Lara Hope and the Arctones, and of course our good buddies Ramona Lane. Please welcome them back to the KZE studio.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, folks?
I forgot the tempo. One, two. Oh. Well, I think that I know you. Books that I have read, I've sown your image. Storm I call my head. You're the sexy silhouette in all my favorite songs. You're my priestess, you're a princess. You are recess when everything's gone wrong. Slide. That plays in your head. I'm the monster that lives in your bed. I like to think we grew up together in our. I did not know about these roads till I went without you. And still your image, it burns when I hated where I was. You're my secret, you're the reason. Demons, I need it.
98.1 KZE, Kingston's own Ramona Lane, Kingston's finest Ramona Lane. Welcome back to the KZE studio.
Hi,
MK. Hi. Hi, MK.
You can't see me blushing on the radio.
They also can't see my cool ass hat.
You do have a really cool hat. Yeah, I didn't even comment on that yet, but Carl here has a like a propeller beanie. That's classic.
Personality higher.
He's gonna take off. So Saturday night, Snug Harbor in New Paul's with Lara Hope and the Arctones.
Oh, and speaking of legendary Kingston, Lara Hope and the Arctones.
I mean, this is like an old school Hudson Valley music scene lineup, because you've also got Billy Riker from Three.
Oh yeah.
This is a really fun triple bill.
Yeah. We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
Home field advantage too.
Absolutely. You guys brought the acoustic setup today, but when you're at Snug's, I know you're going to be electric. You're going to be rocking out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your history with Snug's. I've been having a lot of fun like reminiscing about Ooh. Snug's with bands who come in.
That's
here.
That's fun.
Oh man.
So yeah. Well, we have different stories because we met Kyle.
That's where I met Ramona Lane.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Kyle's been in the band for like 6 years now.
Yeah.
So he's a new face. But I mean, the three of us, me, Eric, and Carl, we would just do the open mics on Thursdays, and they let us storm the stage, put all our drums and equipment as fast as we can, play two or three songs, and got out of there. And we did that every single week for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, you guys want to come and play on a Tuesday? And eventually it was like turned into Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, the true foot in the door story.
Yeah.
Which is really, and I tell people this all the time, it's like, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
If you want to like break into the local music scene, like, you know, all these folks who do the bookings, they do a great job and they're always getting inundated with emails. So like, show face, get to know people. And
absolutely.
Like, so much easier to get a show that way than just emailing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's this Saturday night, as we've talked about with other bands coming through to promote Snug shows, probably a little on the late side.
Yeah,
a little bit.
What time are we thinking doors?
9 o'clock.
Okay,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Get rolling.
Reasonable.
Nine-ish doors, yeah.
And that's one of something we do really well is we can play into the night, so they'll probably be pretty prompt. We'll get started with the show. And then, if you want to come see us degenerates, it'll be closer to midnight
off. And it's a till late, till question mark kind of situation.
Till the booty stops shaking. Yep.
They never stop at Snug's. There's always at least one booty still shaking.
Yes.
Ramona Lane, that wasn't a new song.
So that was a tune off of our album Overnight that we came by last year to promote.
Right. I thought I had heard it before.
Yeah.
But I like it very much, and I feel like in the last couple of years you've evolved into more of like a kind of like a softer side of Ramona Lane.
I you know, it's always been there, but I think I can say for myself, like, I feel the pressure to be, especially in that late night bar environment, it's excitable. Mm-hmm. So we just play excitable music.
Yeah.
But we write all these all over the place, and I think we've got some songs today to demonstrate that.
Yeah, I mean, it translates well into this this acoustic studio friendly setup.
Yeah.
We didn't practice.
You can tell. We got Ramona Lane in the studio on KZE. You want to hit us with another one?
Yeah.
Sure. This one, maybe we don't play as often, but it's been around for a while, and it's about someone having a birthday in June. It's called Miss June. All right. 1, 2, 1. Sing for you. I miss those kind brown eyes the whole day through. Do you think about me, Miss June? Can't you see? You could need
Lane on 98.1 KZE. I love that little 50s doo-wop inspired. Yeah. I liked the that thing you do reference in there. I'm sure there were other references that I missed.
Oh, can I throw in a fun fact?
Yeah, yeah.
So that song is written by Adam Schlesinger, who's the bass player for Fountains of Wayne, who famously Stacey's mom.
Oh, okay. See, I assumed you'd written that one, and I was going to thank you for writing so many songs about me. Because I also have a June birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And you have my,
we
you
have
know.
More songs we wrote about you.
I know. My theme song, She's on the Air. Yeah, no, you guys write great songs, and you choose good covers, too. I would have believed you wrote that if you told me you wrote that.
Yeah. Wait, I did write that song.
go back, rewind. We got Ramona Lane. You can see them on Saturday, this Saturday at Snug Harbor in New Paltz with Lara Hope and the Arctones and Billy Riker. Do you know, not that it super matters because it's three fantastic acts, but do you know who's going first, second, third?
I think
it is, in fact, going to be Lara Hope and the Arctones are going to be opening the show. And then we're going to have Billy Riker in the center there, and then we are going to party the night away afterwards.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, it really is. It's kind of a case of three great tastes that go great together, and all different, but representative of just three longtime Hudson Valley staples.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For the uninitiated, what year did Ramona Lane begin?
Probably canonically, like 2012, when... Eric and I were finished with SUNY Ulster. We studied music together and kind of started playing that together. And then
we probably talked about this one of the times you've been in the studio, but I will always remember kind of the origin of Ramona Lane because Eric and I were working in a kitchen together.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember him being like, yeah, I got this band. It's like Ramona Lane. It's like, you know, it's like when someone's just like really cool and it's like Ramona.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
The name has held its strength still.
The name has held, the band has held, it's evolved into something.
We are stubborn.
Yeah, you have to be.
It's really true, especially not just, you know, in our current media accessibility distribution that everybody wants to be a musician and have their phone or their computer in their bedroom and they're making albums. That's great. That's awesome. But also in the Hudson Valley, it's almost like, oh, you play music too.
Yeah,
me and my mom and my dad and my brother and my cousin. Like,
yeah,
everyone plays music in the Hudson Valley.
Which is wonderful.
It's a lifeblood around here.
Yeah,
like, it's an undercurrent of what keeps, I feel like, not just the music, but the art community overall alive around here.
Yeah, absolutely agree. But it does mean that, you know, you got to be determined and you got to really love it to keep doing it consistently, and you guys have been one of the most consistent bands in the area.
Yeah.
Plus, if we change the name, then we got to change all those stickers.
I mean, that's
the cost of markers alone.
2012. That's 10 like 13, 14-ish years.
Just stickers.
That's 14 years of
my
stickers.
My math might be off, but I think it's only been 5 or 6 years. Definitely in our 20s.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Yeah. Obviously, I've been in radio for 3 years. It's Ramona Lane on KZE. You guys got one more for us? Yeah,
we got one more. And actually, it's a brandy spanking new one.
Ooh.
Never been before released. And you maybe you heard on the other songs, we do, and maybe you see the microphone set up in the room. We all like to sing. And especially as we're our last album is out and we're writing new material, we're really taking advantage of the three of us being songwriters, three of us being singers. And so we're all kind of we're eagles beetling it a little bit,
and Carl being here too.
He has drums though.
He brought the propeller beanie.
Yes, it's part of the performance.
So this tune is called Tennis Courts, and it's gonna be fronted by our man Eric over here.
Awesome.
You want to set the tempo for us? Thank you.
Ramona Lane on 98.1 KZE with a world premiere that is so flattering. Thank you guys for debuting that on KZE.
Yeah, we want to shake it up a little bit.
Yes, I'm a sucker for a good like a shout background vocal. Yeah, a good let's go.
You know, I was listening to some stuff from like high school and college. I'm like, man, there was really just something about them hum heyos that just really got people going. And
yeah,
I think however you want to translate that, whether it's a folk song or a rocks or whatever, having something that's simple for the people to just like latch onto, it just
never fails.
It's like mac and cheese. It just gave me that simple shit.
Amen.
It's exceedingly of the time because we scream let's go.
Yeah, which is very, exactly.
Well, you can scream let's go along with Ramona Lane this Saturday night at Snug Harbor in New Paltz. I think it's like at Snug's NPZ 38 May. It's like a bizarre Instagram. Yeah, but you can find it linked on ours and theirs and all that.
But ours is
stuff.
Very simple. Just Ramona Lane. You can find us.
Ramona Lane. And are you on Bandcamp? Can we buy your music?
We're on Bandcamp, iTunes, if you want to support us. We have physical CDs. And in my opinion, they sound better than the streaming.
Oh, by far.
Yeah. And you got merch.
We got merch.
T-shirts
Most of it
available?
Handmade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we got into block printing.
Block printed t-shirts.
Yeah, we've been making our own stamps and just stamping everything.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's all available this Saturday night at Snug's. Get out there, shake some booties. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us, MK.
We got your community bulletin board and some more French music on the way. Oui, oui.